Welcome to episode 39 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled Forgive and Completely Forget. In today's episode, I'm going to look at episode 4 of season 2 of The Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry Goes Bankrupt, and I'll use scripture from Psalm 103, verse 12. Today's episode starts off in the mayor's office with Andy, Mayor Pike, and several of the town's councilmen discussing the need to evict Frank Myers from his house and land. He owes too much taxes, he's behind on his loan, and he owes the bank for loans against the house also. Andy does his best to fight the councilman not to evict Frank, but he has no luck, and it becomes Andy's responsibility to break the news to Frank. Not only does the town want to evict Frank because of the money he owes, but also they make comments that his place is an eyesore. It's the first thing that people see when they come into town, and it paints a bad picture of what Mayberry is like. When Andy arrives at Frank's house, we see the shambles that it is in and understand the town's concern. Frank's gate falls apart when Andy opens it, and we see chickens taken over inside of the house. Andy explains to Frank that he's there for an eviction, and we learn that Frank is just down on his luck because of his business of making berries for women's hats just isn't doing as well as it used to. Later that evening, back at home, we see Andy playing his guitar on the porch while talking to Aunt Bea and Opie. Opie doesn't understand the whole idea of being evicted and starts asking questions. Eventually, it's discussed and agreed upon that Mr. Myers can stay with the Taylors until he finds a place to stay. When Frank arrives at Andy's house the next day, Frank starts looking through his strong box to see what valuables he's keeping in there. Andy reminds Frank that he's now homeless and maybe some of these valuables could raise some money for him. After looking through the box, Andy and Frank come to the conclusion that most of the things have more sentimental value than monetary value, or as Frank likes to say, they're not really worth a diddly-boo. Near the bottom of the box, they find a bond that was issued by the town of Mayberry that was worth $100 and is issued in 1871 that was passed down to Frank. Andy reads it's making 8.5% interest over the last 100 years. He immediately gets on the phone and calls Harlan Fergus at the bank. The next scene shows the council gathered back at the mayor's office with Andy and Frank in attendance also. Andy shows the mayor the bond that Frank's family purchased over 100 years ago. The mayor thinks that this will pass easily and tells Harlan to pay the bond, but doesn't realize that now the bond is worth $349,119.27. The scene quickly changes to the mayor and a couple council members at Frank's house trying to make things right with Frank, realizing that he has him over a barrel now, and it appears not to be working out very well for the town. Back at the mayor's office, we see the mayor trying to place the blame on Andy for the whole thing. Harlan comes up with an idea of paying Frank a little bit at a time. In fact, he offers $25 a month. By the way, at that rate, it would take just over 1,163 years to pay off the debt. Andy then has to go to Frank's house and break the news to him that the town can't pay the bill because they just don't have the money. While there, we see Frank making plans on buying all kinds of new things to spruce up his house, and Andy breaks the news to Frank that the town just can't pay it. Frank is disappointed and admits to Andy he just wanted to fix the place up so it wouldn't be known as the worst house in Mayberry. Andy then comes up with an idea, and some of the men come over to Frank's house to help him fix it up. A new fence is put up, a new mailbox, the house is painted, and we see all kinds of plants that are placed around. When Frank makes a comment about wanting to paint the frame on a picture of his great-granddaddy's picture that he had made with General Robert E. Lee, Harlan realizes that the bond that Frank has was issued with Confederate money, and it was worthless, and now Frank is broke again. Andy then stands up for Frank and points out that they've all done something nice for a fellow citizen, and they've made Frank's place the garden spot of Mayberry. When some strangers stop by and ask about staying in this lovely town, Andy thinks his plan has paid off, until they admit they were actually looking at Elm City. The epilogue shows Andy and Frank coming into the mayor's house with a letter from the president saying that he would love to come to Mayberry and visit sometime, and the mayor is just ecstatic. He's all excited until Andy reads the letter, which was signed by none other than President Jefferson Davis, Confederate States of America. The illustration I want to take away from this episode deals with true forgiveness. When the town thought they owed Frank more than $250,000, they were quick to try and work things out to forgive his loan, his taxes, and help him out, especially when they realized that they didn't have any money. Then when they were done cleaning up Frank's house and they realized the bond was worthless, then they quickly turned back on him. Just as quick as they were willing to help Frank because they were broke, they turned on him even quicker when they figured out that he was broke again. Their spirit of forgiveness and helping out a member of the community was gone. I want to start off with a little bit of facts here. The first people to explore the South Pole did so in 1911, while the North Pole wasn't explored until 1948. The distance between the North Pole and the South Pole is 12,430 miles. But we don't have any information on the West Pole or the East Pole. And of course we know it's because there is no East Pole or West Pole. But there is a North Pole and a South Pole. And we know we can only go so far north, or we can only go so far south before we change directions. But how far can we go east, or how far can we go west? Just as far as time permits, really. If you're in the United States and you go west, then you'll pass Old Man Kelsey's Woods, then Old Man Kelsey's Creek, and then Old Man Kelsey's Ocean, and then Pacific Ocean, and then Asia, and either Africa or lower Europe, depending on which way you travel. Then you'll come across the Atlantic and back to the United States. And the entire time, you'd go west, and you would never travel east. You see, if you go far enough north, you eventually can't go north anymore. You reach the North Pole, and you have to start going south again. Same way for the South Pole. You eventually end up having to go north. But if you travel west, you'll never end up reaching a point where you can't travel west anymore. And the same goes for traveling east. You can travel west indefinitely, and you can travel east indefinitely. There's no measurable distance between the two. In Psalm 103, verse 12, the psalmist writes, "As far as the east is from the west, so hath he removed our transgressions from us." The psalmist in this chapter is writing about the blessings of God, and he writes that our transgressions, our sins, they've been removed from us. God forgives us, and he removes our sins so far away that we can't even begin to imagine how far they've gone. I believe it's the idea that God has moved them so far from us that once they're gone from us, nobody can find them. They're that far separated from us. God forgives us of our sins, and he wipes the slate clean. And the part I like is that once God forgives us, and then we fail him again, and don't worry, we will, if we're truly sorry, we can seek forgiveness, and God will erase those sins also. Now, do you think the mayor and the councilman use that same type of forgiveness? I think the answer is no. Once they realize that Frank doesn't have the valid bond, they start bringing up Frank's past again. They bring up Frank's shortcomings, and they're ready to make him pay again. I believe the men of Mayberry weren't very forgiving. I think their forgiveness went as far as maybe as from the north from the south. Well, if it even went that far. In the book of Matthew, Peter asked Christ how many times he is to forgive somebody who sins against him, and he asked if it's 7 times. Christ tells him that it's not just 7 times, it's 7 times 70. Now, I don't think Jesus actually meant 490 times, and then on time 491, you don't have to forgive him. I think he's given the lesson to forgive whatever it takes. The psalmist says that God has removed our sins from us completely. I think that means that God doesn't remember them anymore. And yet many times we'll tell people, "I'll forgive, but I never forget." I believe the teaching that we find here and the answer that Jesus gives to Peter in the book of Matthew is one of more forgive and completely forget. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as we'll look at Episode 5 of Season 2, Barney on the Rebound. Until then, thanks for listening.